Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically intuitive visionaries to express themselves to the arts. And you never know what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via web, via phone. On the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. This is your girl, China. We're going to have a good time tonight. I am so looking forward to this Saturday. This Saturday, Illusions, open mic night, I'll be hosting my show, and we're going to have a good time. The doors open at 8 o'clock. Show starts 8:30 till 11 p.m. The show is $10. For open mic talent, it's only $8, and that actually includes your refreshments as well. Some good, clean fun. We'll have a good time, and I'm looking forward to rocking out with all of you. And for anybody that doesn't know, like, okay, if you're asking, like, what is Illusions? Illusions is actually, I'm the founder and CEO of Illusions. Illusions is a performance arts-based business. It's actually the entity, and we have different sister companies like the Lyrical Cypher, what we have here with the radio show. We have Truth Hurts, which is actually a production company. I'm in the process of writing some plays. And custom and design, I design jewelry and clothes. And also we have Affirmation of Change, which is actually a life coaching business with a twist of art healing components. We provide different individual sessions, workshops, what have you, like for your community, for youth, for children, for adults. Whoever needs it, whoever feels the need, churches, different organizations, military bases, whoever needs it, we are there in the building. And just a lot of different things that we do for the community. We do community open mics, which is an open mic that we've been doing for, it'll be 11 years on March 14th. So I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who has supported Illusions this long and this far. I'm very thankful to say on March 28th, we will be celebrating 11 years of hosting shows, open mics at the Arts Council. And I just want to give a big shout out to the Arts Council in Kinston, North Carolina. They have been avid supporters of all that I do for the arts. And I'm just very thankful to have that platform. They support everything that I do, and I support them as well. Our partnership has been amazing, and I'm looking forward to the doors that are going to continue to open for us. And I just hope you guys, whatever dreams that you do have, I pray that you tap into those dreams and make those dreams become a reality. It is nothing like walking in your dreams. I will say this right here. It is not an easy thing to walk into your dreams and tap into your gifts, because it's going to come with some ups and downs, but that's life. The only thing about it is I've realized that the gifts that have been given to me is worth it. You know, and I'm thankful for the opportunity, and I'm thankful for the opportunity to provide you all with a platform to tap into your gifts. And just know that this show is not a poetry show. I just happen to be a poet. And Illusions is not a poetry show. I just happen to be a poet who knows a lot of poets. So you might hear some poetry up here. You might hear some music. We are doing a cipher. Lyrically, we're ciphering. Whether it's rap, poetry, comedy, singing, short stories, or what have you, that's what this is for. You know, so you can tap into the best version of yourself and just learn and grow. I just want to give a big shout out to Sweet D in the building for calling in and everybody who's listening via web, via phone. I can't see you, but I do appreciate you and all that you do for Lyrical Cypher and for Illusions. So with that being said, I'm actually going to slide in to a track, and we'll be right back. Let's get it.
Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Chosen vessels much needed. Vision is the root word. See well beyond our peripheral. Sight is placed in psyche by the Most High God. Others may not see when it's erected. They feeling the anointing is gift. Seeing the spirits of damnation being lifted. Able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries are givers, not only in their physical. They give of their dreams to walk upon earth. They run without faint, even when it seems they ran out of steam. The engine keeps coasting on their faith, motivated to keep on reaching. The Lord's prayer will restore their place, so the captives would be free. See, they could dream dreams also. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. The young will dream dreams while the visionaries pronounce their vision, insightful, increasing their territory, wholeness mindful from what their enemy so long had hidden. The Lord said, I give these things, my humble visionaries, for the people could realize it's me. Dream on as you're led strong in spirit and truth. Others may run, doubt when it's scary. Visionaries moving through the darkness with faith and prayer as they tarry. As he helps his visionaries ease the load that we carry. Visionaries to be able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. He or she is not the norm. Visionaries, he or she are not the norm.
Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her
China.
That's right. What we call her, what we call it.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to say thank you for everybody who's listening. We're about to go straight into the shout-out lines, the open mic lines. And I just gave a shout-out to Sweet D. Thank you for calling in. And we got some more calls on the line. I want to make sure I get you out there. I do want to give a big shout-out to both of my uncles, my Uncle Joe and my Uncle Alex. I call them Pootie and Porkchop. They were actually born on the exact same day, 1 year apart, same parents. I think that's just amazing. They're pretty much like twins. But I just want to give a big shout-out to him. And I got him on the line right now. Happy birthday, Uncle Joe. How you doing?
I am blessed to see 60 years old today. I am very happy. You know, God has truly been good to me. I have a lot to be thankful for. I'm glad I'm still here, and I hope
Amen.
I see many more. You know, I am
Thank you. Very thankful.
Amen.
That's
yes,
right.
It's a blessing to be here to see 60, you know, and I'm
That's very right. Thankful.
You know, and I'm glad to be on the show tonight. And it just feels wonderful to be 60 years old.
That's right. Now, you look good, too.
Thank you.
For all the ladies, I want you to know he's a bad, bad man. He can dress his tail off, and he can cook and fish. So I'm just putting it out there. You never know. Your wife might be on the line.
Well, if she is, please give me a call.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
Everybody else, my Uncle Joe, want to build a happy birthday. I got another caller on the line. What's up, Miss Nikki? How you doing?
Hey, son, how are you?
Doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Girl, I'm here.
I can't really hear you.
I said I can't complain.
I know that's right. All right, so what you got?
Yeah.
You got something for
how
us tonight?
Doing?
I'm doing good. I can't complain at all.
That's good. That's good. It wouldn't help if we did anyway.
Exactly.
Okay. I got a new piece for you.
Let's get it.
And this is called Thanks for My Child. When I found out that you were coming, I was so excited, filled with unimaginable joy, not knowing and not sure if you were a girl or a boy. I loved you, cared for you, cried countless tears, only if you knew. But as time went on, you grew and got older. And as the years rolled by, rebellion got bolder and bolder. To God and asked him how to deal with you. He gave me answers I think I already knew. But I was blind because I wanted to see the change and the good in you. Now you have your own kids, and they're growing day by day and learning new words and things to say. But the way you treated your parents will surely happen to you one day. So thank you. Thank you, my child, for showing me that being a mother doesn't guarantee respect from your child. You can give them the best of life possible, and yet still they treat you like they were raised in the wild. God gives us children just for a little while. So I will always pray and say thank you for my child.
Wow, that was a deep piece.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And it's probably a lot of parents who feel the same way, you know. I know at one point in time I did too, you know. But,
oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I say a goose. That's all you can do is a goose.
Indeed. Well, I know that you told me you wrote another piece for me, and I'm waiting to hear that.
I gotta go in my archives, girl, and find it. But I know... I find it, and I'm driving, so I'm trying to do this live at the same time, so please forgive me.
No, you good, but I'm going to get you later in a
okay.
few. I'm going to come back here to you. Hopefully, you'll be ready. Let me know when you're
okay.
ready.
Okay.
All right, everybody, that was Nikki, and like I say, you never know what somebody has to say I mean, exactly what you need to hear, because nobody, you know, we have people who listen to your web, your phone, and we do go through those rocky times with our children. I'm pretty sure as children, we put our parents through those things too, and not even realizing, you know, finna toll it takes on that parent. But I will say this right here, you guys, we only get one parent, you know, one mother, one father, and do your best to do right by them, you know, and whether they, sometimes a parent don't do right by you, vice versa, or whatever, and sometimes it's a child. But either way, you try your best to get it right, you know, the best way you can. But and that's Nikki all the way from L.A., Los Angeles, California, in the building. All right, we got Miss Burnett on the line. What's up? What's up, Burnett?
What's up? What's up? Not too much.
How you doing, girl?
We allow my to stomp. So y'all know the word.
I know that's
pray
right.
For me.
We got
you,
girl.
To stomp. Y'all know the word.
Right.
Pray for me.
All amen. Right. Thank you, lady. Ms. Burnett, that's one of my number one fans, man. Number one supporters. She got my back, and so is Nikki. I do appreciate y'all, and thank God for my uncle, and we got Sweet D in the building. And I just thank you guys for listening, because you could have been doing anything else for your Tuesday, and you took time out to vibe out with me. That means the world to me. So with that being said, I have another track I'm going to play for you guys, and I'll be right back at you. I forget it. What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Chyna, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I'm actually going to open up the open mic lines again and see what we're rocking with. And we got Miss Nikki on the line. What's up, Nikki?
Hey, okay, I found it.
Yay!
Okay.
Get your life.
Get it. Okay. It's called God Wants You to Listen. You are not your past. You are not your mistakes. You are not your fears. You are better than you think, and all the countless tears. I know, things aren't going well, but they are going, and they will get better. You've known defeat. Now get to know victory. Where you begin isn't as important as where you end. You don't have to be great to get started, but you do have to get started to be great. If God is all you have, then you have all you need. How can you lose when you've already succeeded? Being down and depressed is never good for anyone. So get out there and get what God says is yours. Claim it. Receive it. Be strong. Never give up on it. If you need someone to confide in, by all means, I'll give a listening ear. I thank God for good people like China. He put her in lives for a reason. I bless her for being that driving force to get us through this. So be encouraged. Be uplifted. Just be happy. And God bless.
Wow. That was a powerful piece, man. I thank you, lady.
China, when I tell you, you've gotten me through some of the toughest times in my life, you have. And I thank you for that. Just being, you know, mm-hmm. like that driving force to get me through. We all go through things, and we tend
right.
to want to give up. It's not in me, and I know it's not in you to just throw in the
right.
towel and say, I give up. You know, we serve a bigger God than just giving up, and, you know, it's a sign of weakness. So I'm never weak, and I know you're not. So we're going to be strong together.
Amen. Well, I appreciate you, and I appreciate the times I was able to lean on you, too. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. I know I've been hiatus lately, but, you know, I'm going to get back on my J-O-B soon. I just have to clean house for a minute.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. You got to do what you got to do. Like, I look at, I'll say, and I know you know, the last 2 years have been an extreme testimony for me, you know, in
right.
a lot of different ways, a lot of different realms, whether it be
mm-hmm.
job, relationships, just, you know, sickness, family, just a lot of different things. But the test and the roller coaster, that ride, it taught me a lot about life.
Absolutely.
It taught me a lot about just clinging to God and letting God get the glory. And realizing that life it's not practical. It ain't practical. It can't be, you know what I'm saying, like sometimes we have these desired outcomes of expectations of how we want life to be. Like, it's going to evolve the way it's supposed to, as opposed to the way we try to force it to be. And I had to learn that. You know, but I do appreciate you, lady.
And
so you keep writing, girl. Anytime, man. Thank you so much for that piece. And we got another
welcome.
Call on the line. Thank you, lady. That was Nikki, all the way from California in the building. Powerful piece. I appreciate that dedication. And one thing I will honestly say is that this is just my inspirational nugget for today. You guys, kind of like what I was just telling her, I'm just realizing that love isn't practical. Life isn't practical. It just is. And we have to ride that wave, this wave called life. We have to ride it and go with it and continue to hope for the best and want better for yourself, you know. And just continue to grow, you know, and be a better version of yourself, you know, the best way you know how. Like I say, if I say something you can use it. If you can't use it, toss it. I won't be offended. Still love the same. So with that being said, I got a caller on the line. We got a 252-289 on the line. What's up? This is China.
Hey, Miss China.
How you doing?
This is Rydell.
Who we got
Luka.
On the line?
Rydell.
Oh,
Luka.
What's up, Rydell? Welcome. How you doing?
I'm
thanks for calling in.
China. I know the.
Amen.
Yeah. Last time I seen you was Saturday in group.
Yeah.
And I was feeling bad. You know, I was under the weather.
Right.
You know, and you said you'll pray for me and everything, but I got home.
Indeed.
Sunday evening, and I couldn't breathe.
Jesus.
I was having trouble breathing real bad, so I called an ambulance for myself. And I'm still in the hospital right now. Found out I have pneumonia.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, that's a testimony
so
in itself, you know.
Yes. But I remembered. I looked at the clock. I said, it's Tuesday, 6:30. Let me call you. Yes, sir. So I just wanted to call, you know,
wow.
Say keep me in my prayers. And
thank
I was
you.
Here
we got
13
you most
years
definitely.
Ago. Thank you, Ms. China. I was here 13 years ago for this same thing. And I remembered.
Wow.
I said, I got pneumonia. I got to get out of here. I said, I was trying to fight it, you know, on my own from home. So I said, God, I can't do it no more on my own. I can't fight this by myself. I need your help. So he gave me common sense. He said, call an ambulance. And I did.
Amen.
And today, my ex-wife has been with me. As soon as I got in the emergency room, I didn't even call her. I looked up. She was coming through the door. You know,
Jesus.
And she's been here ever since. She done spent every night with me. She's been taking care of me, taking care of my business. And I want you to say another prayer for her and us. Her girlfriend died from pneumonia tonight in Greenville.
Wow.
For the same thing I'm in the hospital for. You know?
Wow. I'm praying for you
her. I'm doing a lot better. I'm doing a lot better.
Amen.
Yeah. But you been okay?
Yes, doing pretty good. Everything went well today. Most definitely, I got you in my prayers because it feel weird without you being there. But I'm so glad to have you up here now. And I hope something you heard on the show so far is, you know, saying vibe on
you. Yeah, I just heard that. I just heard the young lady speaking. And you know, since I've been coming back, since I came back to group, you've been a real inspiration to me. You know, and
I just
wanted to say that. You know, you keep your head up. You know, we human. Things gonna happen.
That's right.
You keep your head up. Stay strong.
Exactly.
You know, one thing, we not quitters. We don't quit.
You better say that.
You know, ain't no quitting in us. Ain't no quitting in us. You know.
It's better say that.
I just
exactly.
had to call and let me check on her because she's on the way to work and she's on the highway. So I'm praying for her because she's a little distraught because that was her best friend that died today.
I understand. I'll be praying for most definitely. And you take care of yourself, okay? All right.
Okay, I sure will.
All right, everybody.
God bless.
Thank you. God bless you, too. All right, everybody, that was Rydell in the building. Appreciate you calling in. I do want to say this, guys, you know, one thing I say before I close the show out is keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming, and keep going. And I'm going to add to that, to keep going and keep growing. Like, don't stop growing. Don't stop learning. And be the best version of yourself, you know. And before I let you guys go, I gotta just say that if no one believes in you, if you feel like you're alone, know that you're not. Know that you're not alone. Somebody's here for you. I might not know your story or whatever, but I do believe in you, and I believe that you can be the best version of yourself. I just want you to believe it, too. So with that being said, you guys be blessed. Have a wonderful night. Thank you for calling in. I hope we see you guys at the Arts Council on my show on Saturday. Doors open at 8 o'clock. Show starts 8:30 to 11. The show is $10. For open mic talent, it's only $8. And it's going to be at the Arts Council, 400 North Queen Street, Kinston, North Carolina. I will be your host and DJ. We'll have the band next month. Please mark in your calendars. Saturday, March 28th is our 11 whole years of doing shows for the people. Our anniversary show is March 28th, same place at the Arts Council, 400 North Queen Street, Kinston, North Carolina. We're going to rock out. It's going to be from doors open at 8 o'clock. The show is 8:30 to midnight. We're going to go ham. I cannot wait. We got so many talented artists. We got about 25 people on the lineup, and it's going to be amazing. I cannot wait. I'm excited. We're going to have a good time, you guys. So y'all be blessed. Take it easy, and see you guys next Tuesday. Good night.